And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, it's been revealed that the U.S. Air Force spent taxpayer dollars to hire a drag queen for events at an airbase in England last year. Invoice records show $400 was spent on Miss Lexi Andrews for a drag bingo and glow party in June 2022. Judicial Watch, who obtained the documents, rightly asks if this was an appropriate use of defense funds. Limited defense funds at that. I'd say no. No, it wasn't. Meanwhile, BMW was recently put on the spot over why their Middle East social media accounts don't get the same Pride Month rainbow logo treatment as their counterparts in the U.S. Their revealing response? Well, it wouldn't be culturally acceptable there due to market-specific regulations and cultural aspects. A lot of hypocrisy in that answer, isn't it? True solidarity would be proudly displaying that logo, especially where LGBT acceptance is low. Instead, BMW admitted that they only believe in rights when it suits their bottom line. In other concerning news, CNN published an article encouraging parents to affirm and transition their children as young as 4 years old if they say they're transgender. But as a lot of people pointed out, preschoolers are hardly capable of making such life-altering decisions. Gender identity for a child as young as four, the proper response is to find out who's been indoctrinating them and put a stop to it. Now, on a similar note, a drag queen recently declared, quote, "I won't change your little town. Your own children will. Your children will love us, and your children will join us." A disturbing message we've heard before. Like, remember a couple of years back when the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus sing, "We're coming for your children"? Seems they actually are doing just that. The obsession some of these activists have with converting kids is not only alarming, but completely unacceptable. Finally, a sad sign of U.S. fiscal irresponsibility. The government has already spent the last of the funds from Tax Day. It's back to racking up more debt. A staggering $57 billion was borrowed in a single day recently, nearly the entire supposed 10-year deficit reduction of Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. Keyword there, supposed. Our national debt is now approaching $35 trillion, yet our lawmakers continue spending money that we do not have. Oh, we're building back better every single day, aren't we? That's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.